اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I am really happy to inform you that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, and I really welcome them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Welcome. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Good. And Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir.
Salam.
I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Salamun alaikum, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salamun alaikum. So, welcome, brothers.
Let's recite the Quran.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So today, inshallah, we'll talk about Surah Al-Ikhlas, which a lot of Muslims, okay, have memorized this. Actually, okay, they know this by their heart because they recite this surah in their prayers. Like other small surahs we practiced in the previous sessions, inshallah, we'll practice in the coming sessions. You can also memorize them and recite them in your prayers, okay? So, only for Surah Al-Fil, Surah Quraysh, that we will talk about them, both surahs are counted as one surah, okay? You should recite both of them in your prayer instead of one surah. So we'll talk about them, inshallah, in the coming sessions. So now, Surah Al-Ikhlas, we'll have a short explanation, and then we'll continue through the tajweed rules. So, please, everyone, let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
Nice one. Make sure you should practice it well, okay? That was a nice recitation. You should practice it well with tajweed rules to learn because you usually recite it in your prayer. Ready to repeat after me?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Ikhlas, yes, which is called Surah Al-Tawheed as well. So you can listen and practice with us. Let's go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل هو الله أحد.
قل هو الله أحد.
الله الصمد.
الله الصمد.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
أحسن. Thank you so much. This surah talks about this topic that, well, the mushrikeen, okay, they were saying that who is your Lord, asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about how Allah Almighty is. Okay, so Allah Almighty revealed the surah to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that say, He is Allah the One. Okay, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Allah is the all-embracing. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He neither begat, okay, nor was begotten, okay? He admits he is not born from a father or mother, nor he gives birth to anyone, okay? Nor he has a son, for example, or a daughter, okay? So, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Nor has he any equal. Okay, any equal. He's unique. Now, guys, this surah is an important surah. Right? Actually, Imam Ali alayhi salam was reciting this surah a lot. In most of the times, or all kind of always, I think, he was reciting this surah in his prayer. Because this surah is called the surah of Tawheed, which talks about the oneness of Allah Almighty. So if someone understands the reality of this surah, which it's so difficult, okay? Of course, they will never forget to recite this surah daily in their daily life. My teacher was, I think, talking about some scholars, okay? That they were actually, because they knew a lot of things about this surah, they were reciting this surah 1,000 times every day. Is it impossible?
No.
I have experienced it. I tried it once. Let me see. Is it possible to recite 1,000 times a day? A lot of people have done this, okay? It's possible. You can do it. It has a lot of thawab. Okay, Surah Tawheed. So guys, now, this surah talks about the attributes of Allah Almighty. And it refuses the belief of those people who are saying that the angels are the daughter of Allah. Okay? The mushrikeen. They were saying that the angels are the daughter of Allah. Allah Almighty, like, he has accepted the angels, okay, as his daughters, okay? Children. Okay? This refuses. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. And also refuses the belief of Christians, who believe that Jesus Christ, Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, is the son of God. Or the Jewish who were believing that Uzair, the Prophet Uzair, is the son of Allah. It refuses. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. It doesn't have a son, nor he is the son of anyone. Okay? Understood? He doesn't, for example, he's not born from any person, and he is not giving, for example, birth to anyone. He doesn't have a son. So it refuses, completely refuses the sayings, the belief of those people who are believing that God has children, has God, Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam is the son. Come on, bro. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was the son of Lady Mary. Yes? Of course, she didn't have a husband, but Allah Almighty did this. It means Allah Almighty creates human beings. Okay? Allah Almighty even created Adam alayhi salam without a father and a mother. Yes? Also, Allah Almighty can create him without a father as well. It's easy for Allah Almighty. Yes? إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَيَّقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. It's existed.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, guys, let's go to Tajweed rules because they are important, okay? The interpretation, the tafsir are very important, of course, but we don't have much time. You got to refer to the tafsir book, inshallah. So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ It's a part of the surah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ هُوَ اللَّهُ Okay. You have a fatha on waw. Then the word Allah, the first rule tells you that. If you got a fatha sound before the word Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily, right? With an ah sound. هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ Ahadun, ahad. When you stop, normal qalqala is applied because you change it to sukoon. Ahad. Repeat it. Qul huwa Allahu ahad.
Qul huwa Allahu ahad.
Ahsan, thank you. Allahu samad.
Allahu samad.
Yeah, it's this way. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul huwa Allahu samad. Okay, it's continue of that one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ I mean, in according to grammar, okay? Arabic grammar, it's that way. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ السَّمَدُ Look, you start Allah, the word Allah. When you start reading the word Allah, pronounce the letter lam heavily. اللَّهُ السَّمَدُ Right? Yeah. Dal is also pronounced with an echoing sound. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ
أحسن the weak قَلْقَلَ on dal لَمْ يَلِدْ because itself is ساكن it's weak قَلْقَلَ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
أحسنتم different types of recitation of this ayah has been narrated وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ كُفْأَنْ أَحَدْ and some other narrations, okay? That the reciters usually recite that way. So, they are correct. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus لَمْ
إِدْغَام
merge them. يَكُلْ لَهُ لَهُ wow, baby wow there we have. So, stretch the sound. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ Kufu wan ahad kufu wan tanween plus hamza. What rule is applied?
Izhar.
Izhar, which means clearly pronounce the sound of tanween. An kufu wan ahad. So that's it. This surah was very simple. A lot of points we mentioned here, but refer to the Tafasir book for more information, for complete information, for the best teachings, okay, about Tawheed. So if you could recite Surah Tawheed 1,000 times, okay, make sure, inshallah, you do it, okay? Practice it at least one time. Yeah. Try it once, okay? Maybe you will understand a lot of things. So brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Now we have learned the Tajweed rules in this surah. Once we all will repeat, okay? We'll recite with the Tajweed rules that we have now learned. All right, Hassan?
Yes, sir.
All right, Hussein? Ali Nasir, yes. Fawad, ready?
Yes.
Listen and repeat. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ
وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ
Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRAB English Radio. Thanks to IRAB English Radio. Thanks to you, to Xavier International Schools Network. Please stay with us. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.